The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bont and Trish Clark. Yeah, that's right. It's Thursday. I have my Trish girl here.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing, Trish?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. You know, it's a crisp 63 degrees in downtown Reading.
You know what?
It's starting to feel that little chill in the morning and in the evening. Just a little. Fall is out there. I can just feel it's right around the corner. We're looking for a high, however, today of 100 degrees and a low tonight of 64. Tomorrow it's going to start really cooling off. A 98 and a low of 63. And on Saturday, a 97. And, cooling off a little bit. So we're going to have a little bit of a cooling trend in the high 90s. That's good. You know, it's amazing how much difference it makes just when it drops under that century mark. It feels better to be. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I like working with Chuck Kenny. You know, I haul propane tanks for him from Southern California. And I tell you what, you know what's really cool is that when you hand somebody an invoice, and then they pay you. I mean... And I've worked with a groups of people. You know, Telus. Telus is great at that. Mm-hmm. Telus pays
your old time business
got,
people. That's how they
got,
work.
They have this reputation, and they do. I mean, invoice, and I need to get paid during this time frame, and I always have the check. Always. I've never failed to be paid on time by these guys. And you start to appreciate that when you get into businesses when you've got a lot of money out there and accounts receivable, you know, kind of rolling around trying to figure out where that's going to. So, and then it puts me on a nose.
They're never descending, a descending chain. You know, if they don't pay their bills, then you can't pay your bills.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, for some reason that... For some reason, people think it's okay, I guess, to use your money. You know,
yeah.
You know, that you provide a service, and they just, well, okay. Like some of these, I've been warned off, in the trucking business, been warned off certain companies. They said, and some of them are big companies, and that, oh, yeah, what they'll do is they'll start dragging it out. All of a sudden, it's 60 days. And, I mean, you're having to pay your fuel. You're having to pay your, you know, other people, your drivers. And it's 60. All of a sudden, it's 90 days. And then you're going after, you know, hey, where's my money? And then all of a sudden, it's, well, you know, gosh, you know, we can give you this much. I mean, these are a couple of big companies I've heard about that have done that. And, you know, that's just.
Well, you know, the biggest company that does that, and there's a way around it, is the government.
The government. Yeah. What's your way around that one?
Well, actually, I learned that if you put it, to get it paid a little bit sooner, if you put a discount on, if paid within 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
Or paid within 30, that'll pop to the top of the stack. Well, doesn't get it paid in 10 days because you never have to give them the discount. But because they don't get it done that quick, but it does pop it to the stack, top of the stack. And so you'll get it in 30 days instead of 60 days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. Used to work.
I've got some good news for you.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Wall Street Journal and USA Today calling for the foundation, Clinton's foundation, to be shut down or switched. And they're just saying, hey, wait, this is just too much. Meanwhile, this is what Hillary says. Lots of smoke here, but no fire. This is what she said. Oh, there's a lot of smoke, but no fire here. No fire. Nothing to see here. Nothing. Do not look behind the curtain.
Yeah, nothing to see here. No show.
And Assange from WikiLeaks, he says, oh, that was just the first part. We've got some really great stuff. So when's he going to release that? And there's a commentator on last night that said, Well, I don't know when he's going to release it, but if he released it just like a day before the third debate and have all this thing hit, you know, like a 2 days before the big debate or a day before the big debate, you know, because it's a third debate. And everybody will say, okay, one, you know, you won this one, you won that one, so it's the third debate. So that there is, you know, that question can be asked several times, whatever he's got here. I mean, he had Debbie Wasserman Schultz last time. You know, everything was turned against Bernie, and she was forced out of her job, as she should have been. But this, who knows what he's got? And, I mean...
And Carl, bottom line, will it make a difference?
You know what?
Is it a matter of... my problem still goes back to, we have a mindset, I think, of a lot of the population... You've got one candidate who is saying, I'm going to give you everything free and you don't have to do anything. And you've got another candidate who's saying, I'm going to make you strong and let you accomplish something. And we got a whole population out there that likes it free.
Yeah, but.
And I don't think, I'm not sure if she was caught with a smoking gun in her hand, blowing somebody's head off, that there aren't people that would still vote for her.
Oh, I'm sure there would be.
Too many of them.
Just like, and the thing about it is it too late for Trump? You know, people are saying, oh, it's just too late. Well, no, it's not. It's Democrats and a lot of the mainstream media that are telling you it's too late. Oh, it's too late. You know, people last night that said they're not going to vote for Hillary. No way they can't vote for Trump. What they were saying, you know, in the last couple of weeks, he's been coming on with common sense and talking and pulling back some of those weird things he said.
But
no, wait a minute. And if he had been doing something similar to this earlier, but I'm saying is when Trump said to the African Americans in Milwaukee, it hasn't worked for you.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked for you for 100 years up here. It hasn't worked. It hasn't worked since the 60s under the Democratic rule. Give me a chance. What do you have to lose? It can't get any worse.
That's true. You know what?
And frankly, I find that sad. We're saying this in this great country, but you look at these cities, and these people live in fear. Their schools are second rate. I mean, this is what the hell's going on here? Why haven't you know? I mean, we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on education, and yet you have schools that their gyms are you know the gyms they can't. Work out in the gyms. The toilets are backed up. The you know glass you know windows are cracked. There's no heat. How do kids go to school there?
Carl,
in these inner city schools.
But you know you've had 8 years, 7 years, 7.5 years of an administration who has done exactly what they've wanted to do. Our government has not operated the way it's operated historically for the last 7 years. You got a guy at the top. Who just unilaterally does whatever he wants to. And I blame the Republicans that we elected as much as I blame the Democrats for this 7 years. We gave them the House. They were going to do all these things, and they were going to stop things. They didn't do a thing. Then they said, well, because we don't have the Senate. So we gave them the Senate. What has happened? Nothing. Not a darn thing in that whole time.
Nope.
We've had the cartel back there that has allowed everything to just go on, let him do anything he wants to. And now even our Republicans are as bad about Trump as the Democrats are. You have people say, well, Trump is doing this, Trump is doing that. The only thing you're hearing about Trump is what the media and the cartel, the Washington cartel, the establishment wants you to hear. The only time you're going to get factual information is when you're listening to Donald Trump speak.
Or?
Himself.
Or
local.
Right here on local radio.
Local radio and your conservative radio talk shows, but not enough people listen to that.
Oh, that millions listen.
Well, not enough, because I still get people who say, why doesn't Trump do this? Why doesn't, and I keep saying, you're believing what the media, well, that's what the paper says. Well, that's what this says. People do not understand. They cannot believe it.
I listen to his speeches.
Well, but I'm saying not enough people, Carl. You do. You don't need to be convinced.
I know, but
you've got friends who sit there and say, well, they can't vote for Hillary. But I can't vote for Trump. Do they not realize if they don't vote for Hillary and they don't vote for Trump, that's half a vote for Hillary?
I can tell you, that it's really cool to be sleeping on my Sleep Number mattress. As I
even as riled as you get, you just go right to sleep.
You know what? I put my Sleep Number setting at 60. I settle down on my Sleep Number pillow, on my Sleep Number mattress, which is the best mattress in the United States, according to Consumer Reports. It is comfy. My Sleep Number setting, like I said, is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. Your Sleep Number setting is?
55.
55. I snuggle in, and I go right to sleep.
Yes.
And I wake up the next morning refreshed. And here's the thing.
Almost always in the same position.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, and I can tell, even though that sometimes, you wake up in the middle of the night because, I don't know, railroad train has gone through or that elk killer is fighting some kind of demon in the corner over there, you go right back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right back to sleep. This is the best bed I've ever had. And you need rest, you need a good diet, and you need physical exercise, and you'll be healthy for a long, 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 long time, just like Trish, right here. Hey, right now, this is the best thing. You're now having the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, and you can save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. Doesn't get any better than that. 50%. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to Sleep Number. See Brian Janice or any of the pros over there, and they're going to put you in the bed, and you're going to see how really good it is. Plus, all the accessories that they have that come along with it, Sleep IQ technology, the pillows, and, of course, sheets and sheets and pillowcases. They've got it all. All of this is Sleep Number. When we come back, I want to talk about Ryan Lochte. Just for a minute. The Olympics, just for a minute. They're going back and revisiting this again after he's already lost every one of his endorsements and all these other things. Now people are starting to say, wait a minute here. You know, there's some things that you're blaming this kid for, or this young man, for this 31-year-old, for that perhaps didn't happen or did happen, and you're trying to gloss over it. So we'll be right back after this.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so I'm back. I'm out of faith.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bunt and Trish Clark. And guess what? You can change. We can make it if Hillary isn't president. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 25th of August. August has just gone right by. Summer's almost over.
I know.
63 degrees now instead of being 163.
Well, and I can do it with the fall. I wish the fall would be like 5 months long.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in town is our firearms dealer of choice. You know, he's got everything that you could possibly want in a gun. Plus all the shooting accessories, reloading equipment, optics, gunsmiths, really good gunsmiths, and great customer service, John and Sarah. Give them a chance to meet or beat any of the prices in the big box stores. They're going to do it. And veterans get discounts, real discounts at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. Comment in the chat room. Bought and paid for. Carl and the politicians. One plugs those beds by name. The other gives access to government and voting rights. Let's talk about this just for a second. How do we put a radio station on the air that's
free?
How
do I get paid?
It doesn't cost you anything.
Plugging somebody's bed is called advertising.
Yeah. You know,
and they like live reads. They pay for it so you can listen to us. Talk or whatever
so
else
you can get onto our chat room and say these things.
It's called private enterprise. People pay to advertising so we can
capitalism.
Put on radio shows.
Capitalism.
I like capitalism.
That's what this is about. Now, there's a big difference between me saying is that I go to Bastiani Arms, which, by the way, in these live reads, I use all the people for these live reads, is that when I say, I mean, I know them, I know who they are and all this, but when you do... Otherwise, I mean, it's not like I'm selling access to state secrets or I'm giving people things that are going to damage the country because they're paying me. Sleeping on Sleep Number is going to be good for you there.
Colonel, let me ask
Clinton
you a
bigot.
Question.
That's what it says here. What?
Has the people from Sleep Number ever called you and said, you need to talk about this or not talk about that? Have they ever done that? Have they ever phoned you up and said, this is how we want your radio station to sound?
Oh, the radio station?
Yeah.
No. They have asked us a couple of times to mention
something specific on the commercial.
Mention something specific on the commercial that we haven't been doing.
But then, like, say, I don't know, NPR.
The content of their ad.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you, during the time you're doing my ad, you only can talk about this or that.
They are paying for us to advertise their product,
yeah.
Which we can do. If we didn't, I mean, if we didn't feel that way, we wouldn't be talking about it. We wouldn't have them as an advertiser. But you go to NPR, which is, by the way, taking your tax money directly. They can say things that are just totally off the wall and, totally liberal with no other side to it. And
And the advertisers, if they choose, if they don't like the content of your show, then they're not going to pay you to advertise.
That's right.
And that's how they speak with their wallet.
When I was wearing the news hat, we had an incident over at a station I was working at where a local advertiser was involved in a very controversial item, and the salesperson had the guts to come down and say, well, can you not cover this? There was a revolt that went all the way up to the general manager, and we said, you do this, and you won't have a news department, and they backed down.
And then 5 years later? They fired the whole news department anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yes,
so I'm glad you won. No, I know. Okay.
No, private enterprise is totally different. What we've got now is a whole media, and I think this is where this guy's coming from. You've got a little letter that comes out or a tape, something comes out of the White House every morning, and they say, okay, this is the news for the day. And if you listen to every newscast, and I love it when some people have put these montages together of each news broadcast with a word, and that comes out from the top, and I'm convinced of that, and this is what the message is today, and then every news station uses exactly the same language to say it. Gravitas. You remember gravitas? When somebody said that somebody had gravitas, I've forgotten which candidate it was, and every news that person that day used that term.
Gravitas.
I mean, not gravitas, for heaven's sakes. That isn't something everybody just dreamed up in a day.
Let me steal it.
But,
it's circular reporting. When you're having to do 24 hours a day of news.
But every station saying the same thing?
Well, no, I know that. No, that's what I mean. They steal it, and it's like, and somebody hears it, and they, well, that's a great word. I haven't used that word. Something like that.
Brenda actually knows the guy who coined the term Frankenstorm for the superstorm Storm Sandy. And every news outlet in the country was using that term. And the guy goes, I didn't mean for this thing to, if you'll excuse the pun, turn into a monster. But he was actually, and his fellow meteorologists were going, did you really say that? And some reporter had picked it up, put it out on AP, and every news agency was after that was using Frankenstorm.
Wow.
That's how these weird things get rolling. You know, they take on a life of their own.
Well, I will just only say that this election coming up is probably, and I guess maybe some people have said this before, but I believe it's the most important election that any of us have ever seen.
We say that all the time.
Well, but, you know, I don't believe we've ever had the kind of president that we've had in the last 7 years. Certainly we've never allowed the control from the executive office that we've had in this instance, and we've not operated under our Constitution for 7 years. He makes this latest thing that everybody should be talking about. I know there's petitions going around about the gunsmiths and another rule change, which is having such a tremendous impact.
That's right here in California, though, right?
No. That's from that's a rule change from Obama. It impacts every gun owner in the state. That isn't Obama. That isn't state of California.
State?
No.
But they've got petitions to
overcome
things.
Well, they do. Absolutely.
So what's the one about the gunsmith?
Well, the gunsmiths were now, they're manufacturers. They're going to be manufacturers.
If you're a gunsmith.
If you're a gunsmith, you're going to have a manufacturer's license. That's a rule change from a department nobody's ever heard of under the Obama administration.
What's the department?
I've forgotten the name of it now, but it's something. It's a rule change. But they're going to have to get a license every year for $2,250 every year to be a gunsmith. And that's just a rule change. The House never saw it. The Senate never saw it. It's just another way to get at our guns.
Well, no, these are just another one of the nameless, faceless, bureaucratic thugs that are up in these EPA.
He's called Obama.
You know what? No, here's what I think. I don't think he went down and said to do that, because it's just too many things are happening. But what he's doing is providing an atmosphere. People are making these decisions and just running with them and saying, hey, let's just do this. It's just going to, you know, this will make it harder on them. Boom, let's do it. But it's okay with the Obama administration. I'm not saying, you know, it doesn't come up to him a list of ways he can screw over the American public every day. He just gets up in the morning sometimes and says, man, do I feel good? Wait till they see what happens next. But I think there's a bunch of these nameless, faceless people down there that they just hate certain things. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate religion.
They hate the idea of free speech. They really don't like free speech either. And so what they do is in their own little cubicles in there, or their corner offices, say, you know, if you're gonna be a gunsmith and work on people's guns, you're gonna have to have a manufacturer, because you can make a gun.
Well, guess what?
I can make a gun. I've built guns before. I'm neither a gunsmith. Does that make me a gun manufacturer?
Probably will eventually.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, we got to take a break. And speaking of good people, Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew, you can't get better people than that. Joe's veteran, and Shelley is just, and they're both such great people. They're there for our community. Yeah, I mean, Tobacco and Brew, maybe you don't picture it like that. I've seen them donate for veterans events over and over and over again. They're always there. They're there to help people. You know, they do things that other people just giving a birthday party to a little girl whose house burnt down, they didn't even know the people. But what a nice birthday party. I showed up. I brought a, you know, because how could you not? And I said, well, which one's the little girl? And, you know, and all the Backroom Brew cuties are going, we're not sure which one it is, because there's a bunch of little kids in there. And I was pointed, the one little girl was pointed out. And the parents were just, I mean, just in tears. And this is the kind of things Tobacco and Brew does.
Awesome.
It is. It's, you know, it's, I, you know, it's besides Espresso Joe's and the Walking Humidor, all that. There's just a really good place is Tobacco and Brew. It gives people second chances and has helped them on their way, on their lives. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. It's 7:31 in the morning, and it's Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my six string on my front porch swing.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday, and oh, you came so close.
I love Thursdays.
I know.
You know, it's 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 63 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. Hop into our chat room and make your pithy comments or your inane comments like the Clinton bigot.
Well, hey, but everybody's entitled to their opinion, and this is the place to give it.
Yeah, opinions. And we have an old saying in the Marine Corps that I'm not even going to mention right here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds, and this is a good opinion. This is me saying something about Budget Blinds, is that Jerry and his people over at Budget Blinds are great. Came over and looked at all of our windows, said, hey, this is the kind of cover you need to keep the heat out and the coolness in. It's going to save you buku bucks on your electricity. You know, not 100% or not, you know, it's not going to do that, or, you know, maybe, but it's going to be, you know, 20-30%, and that, you know, if you get
everything
that, that's
it, and it's 110 degrees.
Cool. That's right. Now, and if you don't, you know, and if you want to get those solar shades, it can help you with that too. Give them a call, 226-9027, or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Okay. We have an event here this Saturday, and Terry Zanny is here to talk with us about it. But we're going to have a gentleman. But is Mike Rhodes going to be here now?
Mike Rhodes is going to be here on Saturday.
Okay, Mike Rhodes, he has written this book called Dispatches from the War Zone. And it's not your typical war zone. You know, we all think Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, you know, Lebanon, you know, some places like this. He's talking about the war zone right here in Reading.
Absolutely, yeah. Mike's going to come talk to us a little bit about his experiences organizing and fighting for the rights of unhoused populations, those that we refer to as homeless here in Reading, and really look at systemic oppression of people. He found in his time that there was a great deal of corruption and mismanagement of resources and funds, and abuses of homeless people in Fresno in his time. And he is going to be here. This event's co-sponsored by the ACLU and the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy. And I'm currently working for an agency called the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center, and mm-hmm. we are a co-sponsor as well. And we really want to take the opportunity to look at our homeless challenges from a different perspective, which is that of the homeless population, rather than maybe the citizens who have a stronger voice in the community right now.
I think under the study, when they did the study, you know, a lot of people said the homeless were coming in from different places. And what they found is that probably like 80%, something like that, are from the Shasta area. You've been here for over 5 years.
More so, yes. And I was very lucky to be on that committee this last year. And planning the point in time count and executing the count was amazing. We did find that most of these people are our neighbors. And regardless, I think we have to take a step back and look at the citizens that are suffering and say, whether they're here or not, or whether they're from this location or not, does that make them more or less deserving of basic human rights?
Okay. So what happened in Fresno that Mike wrote this story about?
So Mike worked for an independent media source, a magazine, and he found that he witnessed certain things just in his everyday life, people being harassed by law enforcement, and down the road, he found that there were systemic police abuses, mismanagement of funds in the community, and really civil and human rights violations against unhoused people. And he, in the long run, he worked with the ACLU, and they took this and participated in a class action lawsuit against the city of Fresno, and they won. They won $2.3 million on behalf of the homeless population for property confiscations.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where they would come in and clean out a homeless camp and take all their stuff.
Yes.
And without giving them a chance to get it back, which is now why in Redding, when they do that, they hold the stuff for, what, 30 days?
Right. And statewide. Statewide, they've found that just you cannot discriminate on a person based on what you assume their housing status to be. So if you leave your, if you drop your lunch pail in the city park and it's found and it's taken into, whether it be evidence or lost and found, they have to hold it for 90 days, I believe it is.
Is it 90 days? Okay.
And they've decided you have to do that for unhoused people as well. You can't just assume that, you know, how does that cliche go? One man's junk is another man's treasure. So you can't look at an item and say, this isn't valuable, we're going to destroy it.
So what's the plan then? What do you do with this? I mean, we've got a lot. Everybody's got a lot. I mean, you can't. This is not just a Redding thing.
Absolutely not.
This goes everywhere. So what do towns do? I mean, when they've got a lot of transients there and there's problems, because some of them are just thugs.
Absolutely.
Some of them are, and most of them have got some kind of. They're dealing with some kind of problem.
Right.
I would say, and so what's a city to do then? And I mean, Fresno tried to move them, keep moving them until they could just chase them out.
Right. And that is an approach we're trying to take here in Redding. We have citizens groups who are organizing and trying to be more prevalent in the outdoors and different things. I'm not sure that's a solution. The idea behind that is more visibility of housed citizens will chase away unhoused citizens. That's not a solution. It's a temporary fix. So chasing people into surrounding neighborhoods doesn't solve the problem. You're just running people around.
But people working in the community, let's say, I have an example that I'm thinking of. We have a facility down in the city of Anderson where we have people who choose to hang out and use our facility when it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
I have gone so far as to put a sign out that says, if you just clean up after yourself, nobody will care that you were here.
Right.
And is there so perhaps there's a way for the community.
Has that worked for you?
Not so far, but I keep hoping.
Yeah.
Because they come in and destroy the place. They cut branches off, try to build fires for their food, and catch my building on fire in the process.
Right.
I can't stop them from being there when no one's around. But if we could somehow have the public intermixing with them and, you know, okay, if you're going to be here, at least clean up after yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something that I encourage on a regular basis. I've been doing street advocacy for homeless for over a year here in Redding. And I tell people all the time, make that connection. I would encourage you to take a step beyond assuming that somebody's literate and go out there and say, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I see you like to hang out here. You know, can we talk about maybe a better way for this to occur for both of us?
I'd have to do that in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and that is unfortunate. And it boils down to the bigger systemic problem with that is where are they allowed to exist?
Okay, now we're here with Terry Zanny, and there's going to be an event Saturday. So tell us about the event Saturday.
Yeah, so on Saturday, Mike Rhodes is going to be visiting. He's on a tour with the ACLU promoting his book, Dispatches from the War Zone. He's going to be discussing with this community how to organize on behalf of the human rights of people that are unhoused.
Okay.
And so we're really looking at whose rights are being violated and how we as a community can support them and how they can support themselves. Following the book's discussion, there's going to be a panel, and a Q&A panel is going to be about 45 minutes long, including myself. I'm a social worker. I'm a macro social worker and community organizer. Art Sevilla is from, he's on the board of Shasta Humanity Project, the small house project, and he's also a substance use disorder counselor for Empire Outpatient. He's the director of that program. Dr. Adams is going to be on that panel, as well as Pam Whalen, who is a community organizer who has worked with the ACLU on human rights issues as well.
Okay. Would the San Antonio model, I think, has – I don't like the Salt Lake City model, the Utah model, where you just put people in a house no matter what they do. That'll never fly here.
Right.
The San Antonio model, though, where you have a sobering center,
where people can be can reach, you know, that people can reach out to the, you know, to people that are having problems. And it, once they've, and when they've reached that point where they want to be helped and they want to be, you know, they want to move on with their lives and they get them housing and all this. Do you see the need for a, free housing here for homeless? I mean, is this kind of what you're talking about?
So free housing, this is kind of a slippery slope. So does everybody out there need free housing? Probably not. Does everybody out there need a toilet to be able to use instead of somebody's doorway? Absolutely. Whether they're housed or not. When you're walking downtown, you need to use the toilet.
I don't
understand
somewhere to go. Why we don't put out porta potties in certain areas.
Yeah.
Coming from, the county at one time had many areas where we had permanent toilets, mm-hmm. and parks and boat docks and what have you. The expense to maintain them, because people don't use them, they destroy them. Mm-hmm. They tear them apart. Shasta County is a huge county.
I hear that.
And so trying to maintain those facilities became such a major thing that we had to close all of them.
Well, you know,
couldn't afford to keep them open.
I don't think we can afford to keep them closed.
Well,
I see. I have a problem.
Again,
that
it goes back to personal responsibility. And if I put it out there, are you going to use it or destroy it?
Right. And who is that you is the other question. You know, are 5% of Shasta County citizens destroying bathrooms? Are teenagers that are just kind of punks that, you know, skateboarding in the park destroying? And who are we blaming?
We don't hold people responsible.
Right.
We have lots of laws on the books to handle most of these situations. We tend as a society to make mass statements and go after a whole population as opposed to finding the people who are committing the small percentage,
right.
who are doing that offending, and then hold them accountable.
We're going to take a break here. Terry, what organization are you with again?
I'm with the Reading Homeless Day Resource Center. We're a nonprofit here in Reading of the last three and a half, 4 years.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you over there?
We have a strong Facebook presence. You can search for Reading Homeless Day Resource Center. Our website is rhdrc.org. And we can also be contacted via telephone at 334-5595, and that's a 530 area code.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to hold Terry over if you can stay for a minute or two.
Of course.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for last year. It can be voted best in the North State every year, as far as I'm concerned. They came in and rescued us. Because that's the way Martin is. Veteran-owned business. They came in and they couldn't fix it that morning or that day because of all the parts that had exploded out of our old system. So he brought in a portable air conditioner and fans to try and help us through 110-degree weather.
And a big dinner party.
And a dinner party that was starting within an hour. Yeah, that was like, yeah. How do you soak through your clothes? You cook for like 2 hours in 110-degree heat. Anyway, but they are there to help you no matter what kind of heating or cooling system it is. In fact, they're out there right now finishing up because they had to rewire part of the house to be able to take the new air conditioner. I love it. 221-2642 is their number, or give them a look at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Trish Clark, of course. It's Thursday, and we're with Terry Zanny, and we're talking about dispatches from the war zone about homeless and a big event that's happening this Saturday.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it is Thursday, the 25th of August, and we have lost August. 65 degrees going up to 100 today. We hit triple digits, and it's because Trish is here, because Trish, you're hot. You know, and you lifted the temperature from 98 to 100 all by yourself.
Well, there you go. And then I'm not going to be here tomorrow, and it's going to go back under 100.
There you go. It's going to happen. This portion of the show is brought to you by one of Trisha's favorite places, Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah.
2225 Hilltop Drive.
Beautiful.
New ownership, but the great service and the great jewelry is still there. Is that right?
It absolutely is. They got such a great selection of estate jewelry, turquoise jewelry, all kinds of things for that special someone.
Okay, now that's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday. They have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is also there. Great prices. And a gemologist that will not only take a look at what you have and tell you what its value is, but can also design and build for you. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. Hey, we're here with Terry Zanny. And Dispatches from the War Zone, it's about homeless. It was a book written by a guy named Mike Rhodes about the homeless in Fresno and the big battles they had here. They're going to have a discussion of the book Saturday and then a panel afterwards to talk about possible solutions for homeless people here in the Reading area. We've got a caller on the line. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I haven't heard a time or a place for that forum Saturday. What I wanted to say to Terry is that I'm around town all day, every day, and I see new homeless almost daily. When I get the opportunity to talk to a police officer, I always ask them, I say, hey, is there new homeless coming into town? And they always say yes, all the time. So I kind of refute what is said that these are all local. And Kristen Schrader and Home Base, they all say there's no evidence that there's new homeless coming out. I think Reading is a destination for homeless people, our unhoused people. But you know where I live, I see homeless walk by, and about half the time I'll go over there and they've dumped clothes and stuff in the side of the road, and sometimes they'll sit down there and drink beer cans, and we clean it up. We keep our street quite clean. But you know, that's not a problem that is just indicative of the homeless. I think it might be our culture. My wife and I go up to the Upper Sacramento and have a Sweeney roast and read, and we'll take and walk on down the trail. And those fly fishermen, you know, they just think every bush is a urinal. It just smells. There's pee and poop everywhere. They don't even make an attempt to cover it up. And if you go down to the Sacramento River down at the barge hole, it's the same situation.
Hey, Nick, is there a question coming out of this besides the time and place?
Yes, maybe we should start educating our kids about cleaning up after themselves at an early age. And, you know, as far as the trash goes, I see that on the side of the road that the homeless aren't doing. So that's all I've got to say.
Okay.
My question is, how are we going to cure this as a society? Because we're quite sloppy.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. Thanks, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent point. And
it is.
And right on.
And you're right. It is there a lot of people. Now, time and place.
Okay. So a couple points on that. Yes, time and place. We're utilizing the big room. I don't know if it has a name, at the downstairs of the United Methodist Church on the corner of South and East Street, right here in downtown Reading, just down from, what is that, Chester Regional Hospital?
That's where we got married.
Oh.
Not in the bottom room.
Not in the bottom room. They didn't put you in the basement for your wedding?
They didn't put us in the basement.
Okay. At 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we're figuring about 45 minutes for the book presentation and another 45 minutes for discussion, Q&A panel, networking. This is really an opportunity to participate. So this isn't just come listen to somebody. This is also participate in solutions. Regarding what Nick said about this being a societal issue, I 110% agree. I think we all too often use different groups in our society as scapegoats for something or another. These people take our jobs. These people trash our community. These people are criminals. These people are drug addicts, regardless of which group, quote, these people are that we're discussing. And it is a value issue at this point. You know, I've spent a lot of time studying what's called intersectionality, which is the overlap of social issues. Nothing exists in isolation. Homelessness is not just about giving people free homes. That is a step, because when basic human needs are met, when you have shelter and food and your health is good, then your mental health increases. You have a better ability to participate in relationships, maybe recovery programs, work towards a job, or getting resources you need. So that is, it is a portion of it. But we also have to consider, you know, this trickles into all aspects of our society. As Nick pointed out, it becomes an environmental issue. When people don't have a toilet, when they don't have somewhere to put trash receptacles, whatever the case may be, it impacts our healthcare system. It burdens our criminal justice system and our legal systems. And it becomes generational. And I think that's where Reading is now. We're looking at multi-generational system failures, where we have people who have never lived outside of extreme poverty.
Now, I'm not a lifelong resident of Reading. I've only been here 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's scary. The fact is, though, we didn't have this problem 10 years ago when I was first here. Right. It was not anything close to this level. Mm-hmm. Nothing close. The crime rate wasn't the way it is. The people you see on the streets and in the mm-hmm. parks wasn't there. The zombies walking up and down the streets, or the people screaming, and, you know, because their meds are gone or they haven't been able to get meds. It wasn't here 10 years ago.
Right.
It's all been in this last 10 years. And I realized.
Did you bring that with you?
That's
probably the problem.
I brought them back up. I had a couple of tractor trailer trucks full of people. So. What I'd really like to have here is, we've run out of time here,
yeah.
is for you to come back next week and let's spend more time on this.
Absolutely.
Because after you've done Saturday, you're going to come help with some solutions, right?
One would hope.
So then you can come back in here and we'll make a time next week.
Great.
And we'll use a whole hour on what the solutions were that came out of this.
Great.
And let people hear, because they didn't say that. I believe there are new homeless coming in. I believe the majority of them come from here, but you're going to have them come through here. We're on the I-5.
Right.
I think you have transients. And,
that's a given.
That's a given. So, but the sense of responsibility, besides for the community that needs to have it, the people you're trying to help have it too.
That as well.
Right.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest things.
And I think that's one thing that we're really trying to push, Reading Homeless Day Resource Center in particular. But social services in this community are changing, where we're really trying to move towards a client-driven solution. Telling other people what to do, frankly, just doesn't work.
Maybe in all cases, it probably doesn't. But in some, it does. I mean, that's what laws and things are about. You know, we're telling people to do a certain thing, wear your seatbelt, you know.
Both sides need to come together with some responsibility.
But we need to come up with some ideas where we can get people off the streets. And if it's a daycare center. And I use the daycare. But, I mean, you know, or something like that where people clean up, charge their phones.
And that's what we want. That's what we had for about a year last year. We're in between locations right now. So we're raising funding for a new facility.
Terry Zanny, it's going to be this Saturday at the 1 o'clock at the Methodist Church on Pine and...
East and South.
And East and South, or East and South there. Going down there, listen to Mike Rhodes talk about... dispatches from the war zone about the about the homeless situation in Fresno, about the lawsuits and all that. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
And we will
have you on next week. Hey, we come back, we're going to have Tommy Key, and we're going to be talking veterans issues right here in the North State.
KCNR Shasta Redding joining Town Hall News in progress.
Three has hit an earthquake-struck area in Italy. That's causing more damage. The buildings in a town nearly destroyed a day earlier. That is in Amatrice, one of the hardest-hit villages. Yesterday's quake killed at least 241 people. At least 13 people have been killed after that hours-long militant attack on the American University of Afghanistan. The attack ended early today at the campus on the outskirts of Kabul. An update from correspondent Lynn O'Donnell.
The government, President Ghani himself, has come out with a statement in which he's directly blaming the Pakistani authorities for the attack. He's saying that it was organized and orchestrated from across the border.
And the attack underscores how militants are able to stage large-scale attacks, even in the country's capital city. Nobody's claimed responsibility. It is believed the Taliban is responsible. Mobile homes set to fill front yards across southern Louisiana, again, just like they did after Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards explains how the sheltered home program will work for some other homeowners.
Each applicant's home will be evaluated, and if eligible, FEMA will pay for basic initial work to make the home safe, secure, and habitable.
Habitable so that the homeowners who live there can still live there even as they engage in more extensive repairs over time, and they can get grants of up to $15,000 to make their home safe in the meantime. Orders for big-ticket items surged in July. We get a closer look at those numbers from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Commerce Department says orders for durable goods jumped by more than 4% in July, rebounding from a plunge of more than 4% in June. The jump last month is largely due to an increase in orders for commercial aircraft, a surge of almost 90% in July after a plunge in June.
Orders for durable goods last month were the highest seen since January. More of these stories at townhall.com.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The maker of the EpiPen allergy treatment has announced new discounts in the wake of price increases that have triggered widespread criticism.
In the face of heated criticism, pharmaceutical giant Mylan has just announced a plan to expand its patient assistance program. The company will offer coupons worth $300 to cover deductibles for some who use the EpiPen 2-pack. It's also doubling the eligibility for its assistance program that will get rid of out-of-pocket costs for uninsured and underinsured patients. The drug makers come under intense criticism for hiking the cost of its EpiPen product as much as 600% over the past 9 years.
That's Wally Hines reporting. Authorities in New Zealand say a woman is in the hospital after surviving for a month on her own in the frozen wilderness. Authorities say the woman from the Czech Republic became lost after she and her partner began their trek last month. He later fell to his death. She survived by taking up residence in a small hut used by park wardens. Breaking news at townhall.com. A new report from the British Parliament demands that social media companies do more to control sites that promote extremism.
The Home Office Committee report says Google, Facebook and Twitter are leaving cyberspace ungoverned and lawless, making it possible for the forums to be the lifeblood of Islamic State. The chairman of the committee, Keith Vass, says huge corporations with billion-dollar incomes are consciously failing to tackle this threat. However, Peter Newman, a professor at King's College London who studies radicalization, says that blaming the internet alone is too simplistic. Sarah Shackley, London.
Federal judge expected to rule today on whether a suburban Chicago man charged with terrorism is competent enough to stand trial. FBI agents arrested Adel Duad in 2012 after he allegedly placed a bomb outside a bar. His lawyer says his mental state makes it impossible to render a strong defense. More on these stories to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, the 25th of August, and Carl Bott, that's me, and I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good
that's
morning.
Her. Good morning, everybody. It is 5 minutes after the hour of 8. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are sliding along, and we are streaming on KCNR1460.com.
And you can reach us at 530-605-4567 if you'd like to jump into this discussion. It's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 100 degrees, low this evening of 64, high of 98 on Friday, 97 on Saturday, and a balmy 99 on Sunday. A little, keep it under the 100 mark for the weekend, and that's good news to me. And we're starting to get a little chill in the air in the evening and early morning, and that feels kind of fallish to me, and I like that a lot because I don't like this heat. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Walgate Sports Club. I tell you what, if you're looking for a place, you know, when it's 100 degrees, you're saying, I'm not going to go out and run down the trail. Well, what you do is you go to your sports club, and that's Walgate, and you hop on the track there, and you sweat. And you sweat, or you get on the reclining bike like Bob does. His bike's even got a name. He calls it Zelda.
Zelda.
Stella.
Okay, I'm sorry. Stella. You know, he rides Stella like a madman in there. And, of course, everything else they have at the club, as I like to call it, is, of course, the indoor saltwater pool. The Boheme Spa's there. I mean, it's got it all. And it's a great place to work out. Great people there. Can't beat it. Walgate Sports Club. It's on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. And give them a call at 768-1205. And I can't say enough about them. They are good. You can listen to their shows on Saturday, every other Saturday, right here on KCNR 1460. Hey, we were just talking about homeless here with Terry Zanny. And she's going to come back next week. And we're going to talk more. We're going to spend more time on this when they're talking about their solutions for homelessness. Now, this is her life's work. She's, you know, working to get her doctorate in there. She'll have it next year. And she said that, you know, she's had a lot of death threats from people. And I, you know, death threats. And I said, on the streets? She goes, oh, no, from people that don't like what I'm doing on the streets. And I said, wow. And I thought that was interesting. I don't really understand. I guess people feel threatened by, hey, we want you to take better care of the homeless and, you know, all this. And then we talked a little bit about how one group of homeless is worth more than another group of homeless. And I said, well, you know, I'm guilty of that, you know, because I think veterans, and I have a veteran homeless, I feel a lot more akin and want to help get that guy off the street more than I would just say somebody else. And only because they're a veteran. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're a better person.
The thing that bothers a lot of people, I think, when we start dealing with these things, and I said that to her, so I'm not speaking out of turn. I mean, it's something I didn't say to her.
Right.
You can't take the homeless problem and change its name by calling it the unhoused or some other word and solve the problem. All you're doing is being politically correct about a situation. You've got to solve it. And you've got to hit it head on, and both sides need to meet someplace in the middle, I think. But trying to go at it with a, they have rights and we need to look at it from their side, and they're just the unhoused population, and that doesn't solve anything. And I think that's where your business guy who's got a business out there that this unhoused population is destroying, that just makes them crazy when you just try to give them more rights and take away his private property.
Well, you know,
rights.
In this battle down in the Library Park right here with Carousel, I mean, Sam Adams fought him for years and then sold it. And then now that lady's coming out and going, I mean, I'm having to, you know, she needs a fire hose sometimes to try and clean up the area. Enough, though, of that. Because now we're moving on
there's certainly two sides to that argument.
There is. And this is why I like listening to this woman who is on the streets trying to do something. She's not sitting in an air-conditioned home that's worth $2 million saying, oh, this is how we have to help it. She's on the streets talking to these people and saying, look, this is the kind of stuff we need to do. So I'm looking forward to talking to her some more.
And the one really good point that was brought out in the last half hour, I loved about the fact that we really are a sloppy society.
Oh, that was Nick.
People, I've been after kids forever about this litter stuff.
Yep.
What gives you the right to roll down your window and throw out the remains of your lunch? Drives me insane, and you see it all the time on the freeway.
Okay, now here's somebody here that we deeply respect. And she says, Carl, people are really fed up. We cannot use our public parks. The river trail is dangerous. All our nice places have needles, pee, poop, and other unmentionables. We're very sad and angry about it. We can't even take our grandkids to our favorite picnic places anymore. And you're right. But now we need a solution. I mean, we're here. This is not going to get any better.
We're here, they're here.
We've got to come up with something. And you know what? And a scorched earth policy is just not going to work because it'll work, but it's illegal. I mean, when I say scorched earth, that you bring in people and you just push homeless out. You push them out, and then you leave enough boots on the ground they don't come back in. Because we all know if you've been in the military, you can sweep through an area and clean it out, and the second you leave, you no longer control it. You need to leave boots on the ground there. And speaking of that, I got Tommy Key. How about that? Tommy Key. He is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and he brought with him Troy Payne. So good morning to both of y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey. Okay, so you got the first part of it, and I wanted you to meet her because I know how much work you've done in getting getting people homes, and she worked with Brad Long over at the Veteran Resource Center for a while too, and that's when we got into the discussion that veterans, people look at groups and say, well, that group needs to be helped more than this group, and one of our people said in here, yeah, you know what, but you know what if they have a dishonorable discharge. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I want to talk to you about today. Okay, I know you've got a whole list of things. Let me throw this one out first.
All right.
We had an incident here in town. It didn't happen right here in town, but it was in a family here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Their son was promoted fine in the Army. Did a combat tour. Came back and started getting into trouble. Obviously, it's some kind of post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
Got in trouble with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Army. And he got in trouble. Well, I'm just saying it was in the Army.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just pointing that out for all Army guys.
No. He was in the Army because it's not just the Army. But this is where they did the investigation. The guy won a Pulitzer Prize on this.
Wow.
The paper. That what was happening was people were getting in trouble. Well, when they get in trouble, they get hammered by an office hours. And then they get hammered with, a special court-martial.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, this guy is getting discharged with a dishonorable discharge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then that takes away all his ability to be seen at the VA.
Absolutely.
And this Colorado newspaper started seeing that. You know, then the suicide rate goes up.
Yeah.
And this, what I'm talking about, this very unfortunately, they took him years to get him to be able to be seen by the VA.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it was really too late. He'd already tried to kill himself like 7 times, and then the 8th time it worked.
Yeah.
That's from a family here in town. My heart goes out to those people. What happens when we have a veteran like that? I mean, that comes in and, you know, they had a good record, and then it hit him.
Yeah. if that veteran had been in and he got, let's say he did one full tour and he got a good conduct discharge for at that time, he's still entitled to use the VA. But yep. if he only did his 4 years and he walks out with that bad conduct discharge dishonorable discharge,
yeah.
nothing. It becomes a. I've dealt with that since I've been here.
I bet you have. And, yeah. and but see, they had a good record
mm-hmm.
until they came back from combat. Yep. And you know, we talk about post traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
This and they know that.
Yep.
But the guy keeps getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So they discharge him because mm-hmm. they can't just keep him. But isn't there a way that this person?
Not.
I mean, they were being treated for it. While they were in on active duty, no, did we just toss them out?
Yeah, that basically becomes a civilian court thing. I mean, we've been working with that. I have a guy, same thing, bad conduct discharge. I've been trying to get him an upgrade as much as I possibly can, but the board of record corrections, they won't deal with him until he sees a VA psychiatrist. Well, the VA won't see him until the board gets him upgrade. So, I mean, there's just
so
no
just
win-win.
Killing, we're killing people off, then.
Basically. Right. And it's sad, but true.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, and it's about 16 minutes after the hour of 8. And that was just a real joyful thing to start off the show. Hey, we're gonna take a break.
Yeah, got no place to go but up here,
yeah,
Carl.
That's right. Hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. This is Ted's, you know, business is firearms instruction. He teaches concealed carry. Every one of his instructors are NRA trained card carrying instructors, teaches all over Northern California. Now he's moving into Southern California. Take a look at his website at readingccw.com. There's thousands of people he has trained. And you can read the reviews to see what great reviews everybody got there. You can give him a call at 530-999-1822 for concealed carry, hunter safety, also for advanced training. Private classes and group classes. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Again, 530-999-1822 or readingccw.com. We'll come right back with Tommy Key and Troy Payne as soon as we get back from our messages.
More relaxing on a warm summer day than your patio? Budget Blinds is locally owned and operated and knows how to make your outdoor space in our area as comfortable as possible. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds staff offers proper installation of patio shades and exterior window coverings, including solar shades, which can help you save on costly energy bills. Budget Blinds Redding Red Bluff also offers a variety of breathable fabrics and exterior window coverings, including window screens. Don't wait any longer. Give your patio or porch an upgrade with stylish, sturdy patio window coverings. Enjoy shades that gently filter passing breezes while perfectly complementing your outdoor theme. You'll relax on your patio or porch knowing you've got the perfect fit and highest quality service.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window covering, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web, budgetblinds.com.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock, and every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge, must lease through Kia Motors Finance for Optima offer. Mileage penalty 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money, and it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Bad company, I can deny.
Bad company. You know, they play that when Tommy walks in the room.
Is that right?
Yeah. When Tommy and Troy walk in, they start playing Bad Company. It's better than the Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning, Trish. I like Thursdays. The only thing I don't like about Thursdays is the fact that we have to do this so early. I keep suggesting to him that we should probably do like a drive time during lunch hour, maybe after work. You know, 7 o'clock is just a barbaric hour to do anything.
Anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, pretty much. Hey, I just want to tell. I've got some announcements here. You know, I've got the we kick off. KCNR 1460 kicks off high school football this Friday.
There we go.
All right, we're going to be at Shasta Anderson game.
Anderson, yay, go Anderson!
Okay, we're going to be there. It starts at us. It'll start probably right around 6 o'clock. Just tune in on KCNR 1460. Listen to Kyle DeFore. And you can also hear it streaming. So if you're further away or something like that, you can listen to the game that way. It's time for the Dog Pound Poker Run, benefiting one of the wonderful animal rescue centers right here in the North State. It's a nonprofit, and it's going to be here. We're going to get more information about it. I think we're playing the spots right now, but that's coming up. That's a good run. George Winston live at the David Marr Theater. We talked to him yesterday for 30 minutes. What a great guy this is. He's not only a Grammy award-winning artist for the piano, but he is doing this because he raises money for food banks. Because he says, I've been on the road before. And he says, you can get water, you can get shelter, you can sleep in some place. But if you don't have food, you're in trouble. And so this is what he does. So it's going to be Tuesday, August the 30th at 7 p.m. in the David Marr Auditorium up there where UPrep is. And it's going to be a great show. This guy is such a magnificent performer. And the Boondockers Ball, August the 27th, that's this Saturday, at the Wind River Resort and Casino and Event Center, cocktail hour at 5. It's going to be one of those USO shows. It's going to have live auctions and lots of guns. Get a chance to win a gun. 1940s World War II USO style event. The Lou White Band's going to be there. It's going to be a good time. Where can you get tickets? Head on down to the Northern California Veterans Museum or Bastiani Arms or Classy Cafe. If you've got any questions, 378-2280. What else do we have here that we've got? All these things are going on. Taste of Cuba event September 10th. Now, you can't miss this. This is where it's going to be at the Civic Auditorium. You're going to have Cuba food, ambiance. You're going to see Linda and I dressed up in our Cuban costumes, whatever those are. I haven't figured that out yet. Nobody's told me. Cigar rolling, marketplace.
Linda will dress you.
I know. Entertainment. Well, I'm explaining to do, Lucy. I'm going to offend everybody. Dancing music, the Pat Karch Band. Reserve your tickets or give a call to 246-0146 or go to www.ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. And that's what they're doing is raising money for the libraries here in Shasta County. Shasta County would be Redding, Anderson, and Burney. Okay, we're here with Tommy Key, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Troy Payne. All right, What's the big things going on, buddy?
Well, it's everybody's going back to school right now, so that's why I brought Troy in today. He is my guy who runs all the college waiver fee programs, and so we want to make sure that the veterans and the kids are taking advantage of this program and getting into school.
Okay, let's talk about that. What is that, okay. Troy?
The California College Fee Waiver is a program supported by CalVet, where the dependents of a disabled veteran can go to any California school, and let me preface that by UC, CSU, or community college, tuition-free.
Not private schools.
Correct. No, right. Private schools are exempt. There are a few private schools that have gotten CalVet registration, but they're extremely limited.
Okay, so if my wife, who is a dependent, wants to go to school at UC Davis, it'd be tuition free. Is that right?
Not exactly, because spouses need to. The veteran has to be totally disabled, 100% scheduler.
Okay, so it's just your kids.
Kids, yeah. That's correct. But if you look at the amount that we as parents are paying for tuition for 4-year schools in the state of California,
it's a great deal.
Yeah. We're averaging about
$35,000. And this is just a veteran. You don't have to be disabled. It's just a veteran.
It's a disabled veteran with a rating of at least 0%. So it can be a non-compensable rating and still...
I was going to say, how do you get a zero? How do you get it be a disabled in 0%?
There are a lot of those that are disabled for bilateral hearing loss that are combat veterans that are... they're recognized as having a level of hearing loss by the VA, but it has not diminished to the point where it is at a compensable level. So the VA, when we file those claims, the VA rates them as service-connected, which is a great benefit because if that hearing diminishes over time...
But there's no percentage.
There's no percentage. It's a zero. Well, it is, Carl. It's a 0%. In other words, they recognize that the level of hearing loss registered is not at a level that's compensable, but it is a service-connected condition.
Okay. So even that then can go. So it's got to be service-disabled, but that could be 0%.
Yep.
0 to 100%.
0 to 100%. Okay. So how do people take advantage of this?
Well, we are
this benefit, not this handout, but this benefit.
Yes. Right. We are the approving authority at the county level. CalVet has handed that down to the county VSOs. There is a single form application that the student and the veteran would sit down, fill out together, documenting the school and some of the student information as well as all of the veterans' information. The limitations on that for a less than 100% service-connected veterans dependent is they have set student income limitations. This year, that amount is $12,331, and that would be for tax year 15.
So if the student has to have made less than $12,000.
That's correct.
Yep.
Are there any education benefits just for the dependents of just regular servicemen?
That falls back on your federal FAFSA, that kind of stuff, but not set up through VA or CalVet. Yeah.
Now, let me ask a question then, as long as we're here on this one. Now, the new GI Bill that people in the last 10 years...
The post-9/11.
Post-9/11. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, this was very confusing for me because I had pre-9/11 and I had post-9/11.
Yeah.
But this is for people that said if they can take their benefits and hand them to their dependents.
Yes.
Their dependents, does they have to be children, or can it be a wife?
That one is set up for children, and in order to pass that, if the veteran is still active duty and has their post 9/11. They have to do another, they have to agree to another 4-year active duty term in order to pass that on if they do not intend to use it.
What if they've retired?
They could use it, but they had to have retired after August 1st, 2009.
Does somebody just kind of sit back there and try to figure out how we can make this more difficult to do these rules?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, why?
That's a job title.
It's got to be after 2009. Let's complicate this just so nobody can understand it. We don't have to pay the benefits. Is that
I retired in 2008, and I was looking at transferring that the rest of my 9/11 over to my wife.
I was thinking, and, or my daughter.
Yeah, but they set a date of August 1st, 2009 as the initial implementation date of being able to do it. They announced it in 2008, but to make it official, you had to be on duty on August 1st, 2009 before you could do that. And,
okay.
And Troy explained everything else just right.
Okay. All right. So how can we make it harder? I like that one there, Trish. Okay. Here, look, we're with Tommy Key from the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and Troy Payne, who does the education benefits for veterans. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane, let me tell you, Sharon Clark knows how to run a business. She's been the business person of the year. Her business has been the business of the year. Why? She gives great, great care to people. They're locally owned, and they trust and a trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care. Whether it's short period of time or extended periods of time, Sharon Clark is a person you want to talk to. She handpicks her employees. They're all trained, background checked, vetted, bonded, insured, everything you can possibly happen to make sure you've got a really good person in your home. Give them a call at 226-8350, Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Rain, wind, and cold will arrive sooner than you think. Now through October 2nd, use online coupons and save up to $300 when you purchase a new Quadrifier wood, gas, or pellet stove, insert, or fireplace during Guidance kick off the winter season sale with steep discounts on floor models. And Guidance will haul off your old stove for free. Nobody knows more about wood, gas, pellet stoves, fireplaces, and inserts than Guidance Pool and Stove Center and Quadrifier. Buy the best and enjoy big savings. Your family will enjoy cozy winters and energy efficiency for years to come. See us today at Guidance Pool and Stove Center, 2305 Larkspur Lane, Reading. Remember, it's not too early to save.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, August the 25th. We've lost August. I've just lost control of August.
It's and just the started. Summer and everything.
Oof, it's just gone. God. You know, Bob, I told Bob.
It's going to be Christmas Bob, here before we know.
I told Bad Bob to keep a handle on the summer, and what did he do? He just let it. Hey, 68 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people over there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. I just think it's a great place. It's right up the street from Classic Cafe, which is just another fine place that loves veterans. And Millie and Kathy give you hugs when you walk in, and they have the best chipped beef on toast you're going to find in this whole area. Okay, Trish Clark and I are here. And what is it about the guys over there at the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer? I have Tommy Key, who runs the place, and we have Troy Payne that does all the educational benefits plus more. Does everybody over there shave their heads?
It makes us look really good. We're the eye candy of the office.
I don't know. I see white guys with their heads shaved. It's just,
that's how I got the job.
It's scars. You have scars on your face.
Yeah.
No, well, I was raised by a set of parents that were from the Midwest, from farming communities. And so when I was really young, my dad taught me there's no use in cultivating a dead garden. So when it started falling out, I just reaped it.
You reaped it. Yep. Hey, and by the way, Troy Payne was famous for many years around here, just so people didn't know, but he held the record at Mercy Hospital for being the largest baby born.
And he's a good-sized guy now.
Yeah, 12 pounds, 11 ounces. And you know what? It's hard for me to relate to that, but there's a lot of women out there right now.
I can relate to that. That's a big baby.
Trish reached over when she heard that and slapped him. I mean, why did you slap him? Because he was so big?
Well, that's just a poor mama.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy and Troy are here talking about educational benefits, but more. Okay. You know, you met the lady that was walking out. That was
Terry.
Terry Zanny, who's working with the homeless here.
Right.
Do we have arms around the veteran homeless population here?
Me and my three amigos, we do work a lot. Like, and we discussed that. You know, Brad Long. And Rick Ortega.
Ricky Ortega.
I mean, we got the homeless and them taken care of. I mean, I have actually seen. Let's see, before I went on vacation about a week and a half ago, and Monday when I came back, I bet you I saw six homeless people in those 2 days alone. And we were able to get them in there working. I was able to
coming into the office. And they are veterans. So.
They are veterans.
Okay.
Now, again, we're going back to the unhomed and the homeless.
The unhomed.
Yeah. No, please don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, they are what they are. And giving it a politically correct name doesn't change the problem.
I agree. But, I mean, I went to the Tuesday Board of Supervisors meeting, and they had a really good discussion on it, talking about all the different committees out there. And, you know, some of our guys are guys who are sleeping on friends and family's sofas. They're homeless, you know, but we also have the guys who are out there on the streets. I mean, I had a gentleman, he hides up in the woods right outside of town and only comes in here when he absolutely has to for food and stuff like that. But he doesn't want anybody to know where he's at. And I was able to work with him, and we're able to get him a compensation. I don't know how we're going to get it to him because he has no address, but we're able to get it there, and we're using our address, which is something we normally don't do, but I'm hoping I can get the guy off the street, and we deal with them day in and day out, right?
Day in, day out.
And so what you're saying is he doesn't want you to find him a place, or he does?
He would like to be off the street one of these days, but right now he has no means of doing it. He comes in town, from what he told me, he has a friend here that, and he doesn't want to take advantage of him, but he comes in to wash up, wash his clothes, and then goes back to his little encampment. He says he keeps moving on a regular basis so that he doesn't get harassed by people or the police. He doesn't want to be a burden on society. He really didn't want the compensation, but he knows he needs some help one way or the other to get out of this predicament that he's in. Life gave to him, you know.
Well, life gave to him and
decisions
and responsibility.
We've got to
stop walking around the fact that at some point we have to each hold ourselves responsible.
Exactly.
The citizens and their private property rights and the people that are doing this and personal responsibility. And we as a society have gotten to the point where that's almost we don't want to talk about that.
That's a dirty word. Responsibility.
We want to blame somebody else for everything that's happened. Life handed to him. I don't think so.
No.
I mean, he made some bad decisions and bad choices along the way that helped him there.
Yep.
Doesn't make him a bad person. Just makes him human.
There may be mental reasons for it.
All kinds of reasons.
But that's a different.
But there is personal responsibility.
But there is
too.
A different thing than if a person's got a mental problem. It's different than a person has just made bad decisions.
Right.
At that point, that's their. You know, frankly, that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
The people we need to help with the mental problems, and you know who. You know what? There's really no way to know that because we don't have a robust enough system to figure that out. Unless we can get them, and they're veterans, we can get them over there.
Right.
Now, is working with the VA getting any better? I mean, I'm still hearing things. I'm still hearing all those horror stories that people are still backed up. I mean, that this Veterans Choice Program, where you can go out in town,
is
not working for people.
I hear both sides too, Carl. I hear it's working for some. Some it doesn't. Again, you know, attitudes.
Veterans Choice Program, by the way, everybody, is this. Is because the VA was so hosed up. That they said, okay, and they were so backed up, and they said that, okay, we're going to have a Veterans Choice Program. They put billions of dollars into it, where veterans could then, if they're not going to be seen within 30 days, they can go out in town and get a doctor.
Mm-hmm. And that makes such good sense.
And it did. But what was happening was, nobody's using it. They've got all this money there. Well, they weren't using it because they were trying to, and the bureaucracy was making it tough, and then the bureaucracy wasn't paying the doctors afterwards.
Right.
So then when the person had to come back, I mean, you don't get up front of the line when you're not getting paid.
Right.
Now, frankly, just for
the other side of the story.
On the other side of the story, I've used it twice, and it's worked.
Good.
But maybe it's because I know how to hit the system.
Exactly.
Right. And I know that if you call, and you call, and then they do something like this, and you just say, well, I'm not going to, that's unacceptable. I did not have a real problem in using that, and it works great. I got an MRI here. Got to be able to see the doctor here instead of having to go all the way down to Mather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's there.
It is.
But people need to know about it, and you shouldn't have to fight the system, though.
No.
Sometimes you have to be persistent to make it work.
You do.
Absolutely.
Anything.
Our good buddy Dave Lanford says that all the time. He says the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You know, there's some people he didn't think that deserved certain things, you know, because there was just no proof there to do it, but they were persistent, and the VA gave ended up giving them and giving them the compensation that they earned, even without the evidence. Go on.
I just was down to VA, my annual physical, and the doctor was really upset, not with me, but he said. He would you could see it with him because of some of the changes are going on in the VA system there. But the other one was, he says, I just had a guy that he served his 2 years in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And now is getting his work in. And he came in and said, wait a minute, there's nothing here you rate. There's nothing that happened. Over the period of a year, has now got 100% disability.
Mm.
Oh, he's back.
Or he's
60%, whatever it is. Gets him drugs, and it the doctor is just infuriated about it, but he can't say anything because he can't do anything about it because he's got a disability claim in. And, you know, so when you see things like that, if there's no proof of something, how do they do it?
I don't know. But I mean, it all comes down to what the doctor actually says in the report. When the VA Veterans Service Rep at the regional offices are looking over all these cases, they have to see certain criteria on everything. They, like I said, they're not just throwing darts at a board to say, hey, you're getting 10% and you're getting 100%. There actually has to be something in your report from the military doctor and your current doctor showing what limitations you actually have, and those little specific words is what puts you in those categories from 10, 20, 30, on up to 100.
It's like grant writing. You got to find the person that knows how to use the words that reach the top, and yep, boom, absolutely. You're in.
But it also needs to be honest, hopefully.
Yeah. Is Dave still over there?
Dave is still hanging out with me quite a bit, yes.
All right, good. Hey, I'm here with Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Troy Payne, who handles the education, plus I'm sure there's other things over at the office you do. We're going to come right back after these messages.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What a great lead-in.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Is that a story about a homelessness? Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Trish Clark is with me today. She's my Thursday girl.
Oh, I love Thursday.
Hey, what's the weather look like for the rest of the weekend?
The weather looks like it's going to be today up to 100 and the rest of the week in the high 90s. And so we're going to have a little bit of a cooling trend, like those nice 63, 64 degree temperatures in the morning. Kind of starts off the day a little, just a little bit of a breeze in the air, and it's nice. Weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A little nippy in the morning, would you say? Is that
little,
correct?
A little nippy in the morning. A little nip in the air.
A little nip in the air. Okay. I'm here with...
I'm not
Keith.
Politically correct.
No, you know what? When you said that, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying that, but then you go.
Oh, but see, I refuse to do that. I mean, come on, that's a nice little saying, and I just am not going down the politically correct path ever.
You know, I don't even think about that. I mean, anyway, Tommy Key, who is politically incorrect.
That's true.
And Troy Payne, who was the biggest baby born at Mercy Hospital until somebody broke the record, though. When did they break the record?
Somewhere in the early 80s, I want to say, Carl. Actually, Shasta General, when Shasta General was going.
And how long did you hold the record then?
Well, I was born in 70.
70, so you maybe had that for 15 years.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know, 12 pounds, 11 ounces. His mom still calls him nasty names. So, anyway, okay, we're here talking with them about veterans issues. Okay, let's talk about the office itself.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
How many people are now totally trained?
All three of us.
All three of us. Yep. Okay, and so all three of you are totally trained.
Yep.
So every one of you can get you into the websites, and you can do all those things.
Actually, Celestine and Troy has that capability. I have passed the examination, and hopefully by the end of September, I should have my full accreditation where I can get into the system as well. But he just went down.
I just went down to Sacramento on Tuesday, boss.
That's right. That's right.
And picked up my CAC card from the VA. Now I've got all of the access to the federal computer systems and can absolutely.
So you can get in on everybody's records?
Pretty much.
Anybody that we have POA for, power of attorney for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can can you go in there and dump out that investigation that was on my.
No.
Can't make changes. It's read-only, Carl.
Oh, darn.
I was found not guilty. Well, not really, because it wasn't clear at the end, because it was just an Article 31 investigation. Yeah. Article 32. Yeah. Okay.
But the office is going really good.
There were four of them, though. Okay. just kidding. Okay. All right. So what's the hours?
It is 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4.
Okay.
And like I said, we still have... people basically there from 8:30 to 5. I mean, especially in August.
You're still seeing people
all the way.
Office shuts down so you can get everybody out of there at noon. So is there any chances of getting people in there and for appointments ever?
We work on a case-by-case basis. Most people say we don't do that, but, I mean, we give up our lunches and stay later. And, you know, if a person just can't get into the office for some reason.
Sometimes that does happen.
Work schedule permitting, absolutely. Yeah. And case example, Carl, just last week I have a veteran that works for City of Reading. They've got the same schedule that we do, basically. Called me and said, hey, I'd really like to do this, but our schedules don't match up. And I told him, you know what? Yeah. Come on your lunch. I'll be here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the kind of thing people need to hear, yeah. Tommy.
Well, it's important.
It is important.
We put that out.
They can reach out. I mean, you're getting paid to help veterans. Mm-hmm. And I know you can't, you know, work 12 hours a day and not taking a break. But they need to know is that, hey, look, you know, I work for that jerk bot, and he's got me on a truck all day long from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening, or till, you know, till 5. I finish at 5.
Now, what kind of benefits are you giving them?
What kind of benefits? There's no benefits. They've got a job. They've got a job. So, and he's working. So he calls you and says, you know, I can't get in there till 5:15, 5:30. Mm-hmm. You can handle things like that. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Case by case.
Message with all government services need to be that we serve all the population and not just those people who are unemployed.
No.
I mean, you know, there are people who have jobs and what have you who also need government services, and we as government agencies need to be able to meet their needs as well.
We basically match our hours up pretty much with what the rest of California Veteran Affairs deals with.
Isn't necessarily a good thing.
That's true.
I'm not sure.
Given the
opinion of how well people are getting veteran services at this point, I think I'd walk around that.
But you got to look at the numbers. I think I gave you that number before. Every person working for the VA is responsible for 80,000 veterans. There's 370,000 people working for the VA, and there's over 25 million veterans right now. So if they were all doctors, each doctor would have 80,000. If they were all processing documents for them, they would process for 80,000. Even the doctors here, I think each doctor here has 3,000 clients, and that's basically what we're working with. Right now, we have at least 6,000 cases open, but we have over 3,000 clients per person.
Okay, so how many people do you see a month?
On a month, it all depends, but usually 500 to 800 people a month. It depends on the month.
And so that's why people need to understand is that the only way you're going to extend the hours, you're going to have to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
You could open up on Saturdays, but those would be Saturday
overtime
people. You could have some people.
But
work.
The important thing is they are doing.
But they are.
Appointments
but you
for people.
Are
you're
doing
meeting
it.
The needs.
And that's
you
and
have
that,
a need, yeah. then you call
and
arrange
first,
it.
And when you first came here, it was like, oh, you know, gosh, there was a lot of confusion about that. But now you've got it under control.
Yeah,
everybody.
No, we
absolutely.
We got a great team. We all Good. Work together. We're veterans helping veterans. That's exactly what we are.
So what would you say the biggest concern you have now? Is in Tommy?
Like I said, we're still in the training mode. I mean, even though we're getting accredited, there's still a lot that we need to do. We need to go to the national training next year, me and Troy, and get other accreditations through American Legion and VFW so we can help more and more of the vets here and do it. So, I mean, it takes a while to get fully, totally 100% accredited.
Are you running into any stonewalling or these things that people talk about when you get up to a higher headquarters like Oakland?
No, not too much. I mean, there's always going to be something. I mean, we're dealing with regulations. We're dealing with federal laws. I mean, and you can only go so far. I mean, a lot of, like I said, we deal with a lot of stuff with the congressman. LaMaffa has definitely helped out a lot of the vets in this area. Erin Ryan comes in our office quite often, and we're working with her and him and helping the vets who are getting stonewalled as much as possible.
Okay. Well, and that's a key to the veterans out there who, if you have an issue, there are people who will help you. You have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. If you're getting stonewalled, if you feel like you're not making progress, then you need to take it upon yourself to get a hold of Congressman Lamal's office.
Exactly.
To get a hold, go to your county board of supervisors. Get them involved. Get them to be advocates for you and be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just stand back and say, well, nobody will help me.
No. A lot of the veterans, they never notified me on this. They never notified me on that. They're not going to notify you. You got to be the squeaky wheel.
If
you feel that your conditions is getting worse, they're not going to say, "Hey, you know, the doctor."
How you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling? I mean, it's like the IRS. If you don't apply for a tax write of tax benefit or whatever, they're not going to tell you got a tax benefit. And they're definitely not going to give it to you. The VA wants the VA. Wants to help you, and like I said, they're giving you compensations, but we are talking about massive numbers. I mean, 25 million veterans in the United States. That's awesome.
And be persistent. You make a phone call and they don't call you right back, call them again.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, is, and this is pie in the sky here. It's too bad we can't get the veterans all kind of get together on one sheet of music here.
Because
they could control a
lot
of
things. That
would
be an amazing force.
You know, it would be an amazing force. Bob?
Carl, they made it happen once with the cemetery. They can make it happen again, right?
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. If you, I've said
there shouldn't be a person elected in this county or this city, or Northern California, that the veterans don't have a big say on who it is.
Senior population and the veterans population get together, and they could control the world if they just all get out, be persistent, and get on one page about what needs to happen. They can make it happen.
Absolutely,
seen it time and time again. Specifically in this community.
Yep. Like I said, we know without a doubt there's over 19,000 veterans in this community, and that's just the ones who are linked to the VA. There's got to be at least 6,000-7,000 more that have nothing to do with the VA, haven't notified anybody. I'm living in this county or anything like that. You're talking at least a quarter probably of the county is veterans, and then you throw in their family, you throw in, like you said, the senior citizens. Oh, nothing we couldn't do.
And the senior citizens, a big majority of them are veterans.
True.
And they're dependents. And if they all get out and vote, they can make a difference.
Absolutely.
Well, those are people we need to talk to and take a look at. You know, frankly,
they're not even thinking.
What are you going to do for the veterans? And I'm going to ask that to every one of our city council. So what are you going to do for veterans? Are you going to make special, or do they have special points for if you're a veteran and you're getting want to go work for the county or the city? How about this? Are you using disabled veteran business enterprises? Are you making it a part of your bidding process like the state does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it should be.
Yep. Yeah. They should. Anyway, Tommy Key. How long's it been now?
7 months and a week, Carl.
7 months and a week. Joy, how long you been over there?
I've been over there just shy of a year. I was brought in last October.
Okay. And what's your background?
My background, I served in the U.S. Army from 88 to 95. I got out. I came home. I was seeking a career in law enforcement. Got my degree in administration of justice. Life happened that didn't work out. Few things got in the way. And so I went into security background, still working legal end of stuff. This came open. I'm a veteran. I'm proud to be a veteran.
Apply for
it. I saw an opportunity to help veterans.
That's great.
And lo and behold, here I sit later and fully
certified and ready to go.
Yep. Okay, we're here with Tommy Key, this Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Troy Payne, who is there, one of the counselors over there, and also takes care of all the education. So thanks so much for being with us, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Yeah, great job. Great job.
Glad to come on Thursday.
Hey, everybody out there, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He claims the polls are looking good. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump saying he's leading in Florida. In Trump's words, we're doing well all over.
I guess nationally, a couple of them are also leading. And a big difference. And people are hearing the message.
Trump, following a New York meeting aimed at improving his standing with black and Hispanic voters, Pastor Mark Burns was there.
This is once again showing Donald Trump cares about all Americans and to make sure that all of us are succeeding and getting to where we need to be.
Trump's running mate has pulled off the campaign trail for now. Indiana Governor Mike Pence touring storm damage in central Indiana.
We are thankful that there are no reports of serious injuries or fatalities, but very confident in our local first responders. Indiana is no stranger to tornado damage.